Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Love espresso, drip coffee, and cold brew? With the Ninja Lux Cafe, if you can crave it, you can brew it. Espresso? Balanced. Drip coffee? Rich. Cold brew in a flash. With Barista Assist technology, you brew with no stress and no guesswork. And make perfect silky microfoam hands-free from dairy or plant-based milks. Bring the coffee house home and unlock your favorites with the Ninja Lux Cafe.
Podcast. That is the three words we're doing today. And I'm joined here with my amazing friend and guest.
That was actually the fucking intro. You're joking. That's what we're going with.
What?
podcast was how you thought you'd open this episode.
What? Mate, why are you being horrid?
I thought you were just like having a little laugh.
What are you being horrid for? What are you being horrid for? We're meant to uplift and champion each of the stories, Jack, and you're belittling me.
We're joined by Harry.
And me, Harry.
We're joined by our good friend Harry today, and it's a beautiful thing.
I'm noticing a palpable tension in the room. When you opened the podcast with podcast, I thought, what's going on? And I remembered recently, and I don't mean to spoil anything for the viewers, but recently Tom has evicted Harry from his house.
No.
That is horrible. I think that's the legal terminology for what you've done.
I'm talking.
Shut up. Oh my God, that was so wicked.
Bro, chills. Right.
Usually we let the guests say it, but that worked too well. Episode 48, we're joined by Harry. Harry, look, usually we'd give an introduction to the guests, but this week we couldn't be bothered to write one. So if you could introduce yourself to the viewers, that'd be great. No, my other job is being entertaining and charming on this podcast.
Oh, yeah.
You do the intro.
You introduce, and a lot of our viewers, I actually say most of our viewers won't know who you are.
Oh, so really?
Just introduce yourself.
I've checked the comments on the podcast. They want
That's
the
weird.
Beast Harry.
To be fair, you are probably our most requested guest.
Yeah.
So why don't you just introduce yourself?
Hello. My name is Harry Benstead. I went to Carshalton Boys Sports College.
Okay.
Which that's where I went to school. I was born in St. Helier Hospital.
More like career-wise, I think.
I'm a streamer.
Yeah.
You might not recognise me unless I'm in their videos, though. I do a lot in Jack.
You are right now, though.
Yeah, true.
You're in one of our videos right now.
I do a lot with Jack, and I do a lot with Tom. Not as much now, because obviously you've kicked me to the streets.
Let's just hash this out. Before, because usually we would go for our first segment, our guest's worst moment of the week, but screw that, I'm changing all the rules, and let's just hash this out, right? Look, me and Harry, we've tried living together for about a year, me, Harry, and Aaron. It's been really lovely.
It's tried. Terrible, because you actually have lived together. It's not even like you've tried it.
We have been doing it. I said, look, Harry, I think it would be best for us and our friendship long term. You know, I love you, but I think it would be best if maybe you live somewhere else. And Harry went, that's fine. And then Aaron went, I'm going to move out with Harry. And I went, what the hell? So now what's ended up happening is I said, Harry, I think I'd like a bit more space, and I'm going to be alone in a house.
It's a big house.
And you have to, it's a lot to afford that.
So if any of our Patreons want to live with Tommy in it, he's looking for roommates. Go subscribe to the Patreon, because we're actually going to be doing a Tommy in it roommate giveaway.
And every Friday night, I'm going to be throwing one of my famous fan parties.
And you don't check IDs, famously. Famously, there's no IDs checked.
Bring drinks, though. Bring your own drinks. But we're going to talk a little bit more about our living together in a moment. Harry, we'd like to know, what is your worst moment of the week?
Why did you emphasize moment?
Yeah, what?
Because I said moment before, I doubled moment in the sentence. It was a sentence double word.
Oh,
fuck it, I'll just tell us, mate.
I had a bad one. This really upset me. I was on the bus, very tired, going home. I'm not going to be living there much longer, but going home, And sorry,
I get off the bus
really tired. And every time I always, it's like Fortnite. You got to thank the bus driver. Every time I go, thank you, driver.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah. Press
and play. I've been taking the bus to school since I was 13. It's muscle memory.
I've been taking the bus to school. I thought, hang on.
But I had my headphones in and I was completely out of it. Forgot to thank the bus driver. And it's as I get off, this old woman comes up to me, taps me on the shoulder and goes, you should really thank the bus driver. They do a lot for us. And I went, oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't stop thinking about that for like a day.
Really?
This old woman. The one time I didn't say thank you, driver, I was reprimanded for it. That's a big word.
That was good.
I don't think I've ever said that before.
That was sick. Yeah, that is a bad moment. A grounded worst moment too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God. Do you often take the bus?
Yeah.
God, we aren't industry planning them hard enough. it's not working.
No, I get the bus sometimes.
Yeah?
Just to feel like I'm one of the people.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yours is more of a mockery sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, they do a lot of bus drivers. So yeah, you are a prick.
Have you guys ever had the emo bus driver?
No.
That whole bit I did about not taking the bus often isn't a joke.
Oh.
You know what it is? No, Uber this is really true. Man. I grew up in Mansfield and I just never trusted it.
You never
really? I get the bus to college every day.
Yeah, but you didn't grow up in Mansfield.
True, yeah.
I just wasn't too trustworthy of the bus, so I've never really... I just don't take buses.
Did you ever do the flip the bus game?
Like, I'll walk. You know what I mean?
What's the flip the bus game?
Where we used to do this on the bus home from school. All the students go to the top floor and whenever the bus takes a corner, everyone goes to the other side and tries to flip the bus.
What the hell? Did it ever work?
I think we got tyres off the ground on the other side once. And that's when we stopped doing because we went, that was really scary.
The flip the bus game. What about all the innocent civilians on the ground floor?
Well, I didn't think we could ever actually do it. And then we got really close to nearly doing it and we went, we're not playing this game anymore.
Oh my God, mate. That's... Mate, imagine the jail time you would have got for the flip the bus game.
I was like 14.
Yeah, but if you squash a baby with a bus, then you're definitely going to prison.
We thought it was a fun game.
I didn't do a ding dong ditch because I thought it was irresponsible.
That's a different game.
We're talking about games. Because my mum always said, what if you're horrified an old woman? My mum wouldn't let me go trick or treating. My mum thought I was horrifying.
What if you would horrify an old woman by knocking on her door?
If I was age 13 and me and Aaron knocked on an old woman's door for trick or treating, that me and Aaron would be too physically intimidating that we'd horrify the woman and it would be
irresponsible. She'd have a heart attack on the spot.
I don't know. My mum was like, you and Aaron are scary. I was like, no, I'm not, mum. I'm 13. And she was like, nah, you're scary. You can't trick or treat. It's all my mates were out trick or treating. I was sat at home.
What was your Halloween costume?
I don't know. I was never big into costumes.
What? Well, that wouldn't... What? Yeah, if you're banging on people's doors,
knocking
dressed normal. Then, yeah.
Also, yeah, sometimes I wouldn't even do it on Halloween.
Like, you've got to subscribe to the game before you're allowed to ask for, like, sweets at people's doors. You've got to dress up.
Yeah, you would get hungry.
Right. Should we stay on track?
All right, sorry.
All right.
It's like Scalectrics.
What?
You never did Scalectrics?
Let's stay on track. I don't know what scale electrics is.
You never had scale electrics.
What are you on about?
Your mum didn't like you, Gary.
What are you on about?
She actually didn't. She actually reckoned he was a menace and scary.
What is scale electric?
It was like toy cars. And what there is, you've got like a little trigger that there's like the gas and you've got to like drive it. But the thing is, if you go too fast on the corners, it'll come off the track.
Right. While you were busy playing with toy cars, I was grinding and grinding and grinding
to
become...
Yeah, look at you now, mate.
Grinding to get curry sent to your house.
right.
Grinding well hard so you can live alone and be depressed.
So let's talk about living together, Harry. Yeah. So you're moving out. I want to talk about the good and the bad of what you found. What's it been like that's been good living with me?
It was living with my best mate.
Oh,
that was lovely.
We've had some long, amazing chats.
We've had some lovely chats. It was good kind of living in Brighton. I used to have to get the train down here like four times a week.
Yeah, and now out of the house.
Now I'm here. Now I exit the door and I'm in Brighton, which is lovely. I know, it's just good being independent and kind of having the feeling that the streaming and YouTube thing actually worked out where I'm not living in my parents' house anymore.
That's lovely.
So what I've heard from that is it was nothing to do with you and all to do with living in Brighton.
So no, what are the...
the first thing I said was living in Brighton.
Oh, and you might not have any. But
yeah,
but
that's Aaron.
What are the bad things of living with me been like?
The basement. The basement I struggled with.
Yeah, yeah. You did live in my basement.
Yeah, for context, Harry, his room is the basement of the house.
The basement.
With the washing machine and the dryer.
The dryer's gone.
The guys took them out. They took them out. Yeah. And there was never no mold neither. The mold. There was your damp shoes.
Those shoes have never been damp a day in their life.
Yes, they have. There was no mold.
You don't wear socks, to be fair. Oh, you've got socks on today.
There was two instances where you saw me without socks on.
No, I've seen you without socks on in those trainers. Like, you've got that blue pair of trainers that you wear without socks constantly. Yeah.
To be
they've
fair,
got to be minging.
I put the dehumidifier in that room and it just fills it with water like every 10 minutes. So maybe it was a little,
damp.
little damp, but
you don't want it dry.
No, obviously you don't want it dry. It's not
dry
the mouth, desert, is it?
You, get
dry,
you sleep with your mouth open, so you would have a dry mouth.
What else? What any other critiques? Any... probably none.
Everything breaks in the house a lot.
The leaks. Do you remember the leak? Do you remember when there was that leak?
The leak was horrible.
Me and Harry, it was like midnight. Oh no, it was 2 a.m. And we came downstairs and Erin, the responsible one, had gone to bed. And me and Harry, it was the first time in a moment we've ever both been serious in each other's company because we went downstairs into the kitchen because we were like, what's that noise? And when I tell you, there was water flooding out of a wall at the fastest speed. And me and Harry both just stood there, mouth agape, staring at it. And neither of us had any idea what to do.
I must admit, I don't know what you'd do in that situation.
No,
well,
we didn't.
It was because the partial issue was none of us were strong enough to turn off the water mains.
Oh, yeah.
Luckily, when I first moved in, I vividly remember my dad going, you're probably never going to need it. But he was like, here's the water mains.
You. Yeah. It was like behind a cupboard, like behind a board. And it was like so hard to find.
It was in the basement. There's like a Velcro wall. You remove the Velcro wall and there's this cave, a cavern. There was a cavern filled with cobwebs and pipes.
In Harry's room, by the way.
You had him living in a dungeon. You went, yes, you sold to Brighton, you can live in the dungeon.
You sold it to me like it was like the Batcave. You're like, we'll have you living in the house Batcave and you'll be just like Batman, Harry.
And then we were just stood there staring at it just like, and it was going so quickly. And it was, the thing is, it was, the water was rising like their Minecraft videos, right?
Really?
But like, but the water was rising on the floor of the kitchen, but it was about to start going down to Harry's basement. And it was, and we were just staring. And I think Erin could hear it. I think Erin said, and I quote, you heard us be serious for the first time ever, and he woke up because it was so alarming. Me and Harry talking really serious, and then he came. It was just, it was so stressful.
Yeah, and then because it was coming out of the ceiling, but it was coming out of the ceiling against a wall.
It was horrible.
So we couldn't put a bucket down,
and all the lights would drip. Do you remember all them lights dripping?
Yeah.
Oh, that.
And
was
then
horrible.
We called it.
I thought you were saying, "Wood, you still live there, mate? You're
yeah,
not going nowhere."
No, they don't. They don't stop. They've stopped dripping now.
Oh, good.
We called an emergency plumber.
And then he no-showed. He skived it.
We waited for an hour and you went, I'm going to bed. And I went, okay, I'll stay up and wait for him. And I stayed up till 6 a.m. and he never came.
This plumber skived on us.
We had no electricity in the house.
My,
I was having to use your power bank for like 5 hours. It was miserable.
All right, but do we have any other... You don't have no other whinges, do you? Am I a good roommate?
Yeah, that was just point one. Sorry, I've forgotten that.
Am I a good roommate? I do chores. Not the dishes, obviously, but...
Yeah, you're an okay... I don't have anyone to judge you against.
You can be honest.
What about Erin?
You have Erin.
Okay, this is my thing. And comparing anyone to Erin is unrealistic. Erin is perfect.
He is amazing. He does all my chores for me. It's amazing.
I think that's my answer.
What?
The fact that Erin does all the chores for you, I think.
No, that's not bad at all. It's going to be awesome when I have to do them by myself.
You don't pay it.
I tell you what you do, mate.
Actually, no, I think you're a bad roommate. You kicked me out.
No, I didn't kick you out. We agreed mutually by force. I tell you what you do, though.
The exact conversation was, I own this house, so you don't have a say.
No, it wasn't. It was, look, no. That is antagonizing. It was, I think this would be best, but take as long as you need, but you have 2 weeks.
No, well, the conversation went, you went, have you been, Harry? And I went, I've had probably the worst week of the year. This happened. You went, oh, I'm really sorry to hear that. Also, I'm going to have to ask you to move out.
Admittedly, I had been stalling. because each time I went to go chat with you, you were like, I've had a bad week, so I thought, I'll give it a rest.
Something worse had happened every time.
I know,
time
but eventually at some point I just thought, well, if he's having a bad week, like, let's just make it his bad week then, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, to be fair, I sort of get that.
Let's
logic.
Get it all
at
done
least next
with.
Week could be better at that point.
Innit?
Yeah.
But no, it was a good chat. But I'll tell you what you do, mate.
Let me be the neutral party in this debate because it's the funniest argument I've ever seen. Tom gets upset that Harry is too loud in the evenings because he has to stream. Which, you know what? Being loud in the evenings is irritating, but it is also his job.
It's my living room. Tom, can't even live.
Listen.
Can't even live.
Tom's upset about Harry being upset in the evening because he is too loud for Tom to watch the telly. I mean this when I tell you, I've never heard anyone listen to telly louder than you.
You have it on 60.
60? Not 60, 16, you knobhead.
No, 6. I've been at your house. You have the TV on 60.
TV thing only goes up to 16.
But on the... It only goes up to 16.
Oh, yeah. Obviously, yeah.
He has a big sound bar and he has the TV on 60%. It's so loud.
I can barely hear it.
I'm actually shocked your neighbours don't complain. Like, yeah. We watched that comedy special at your house. I honestly thought the neighbours were going to knock
us. Why would
they
whinge? We're good pals.
It's so loud.
It's not that loud. It's not
loud. You watched the telly so loud.
And he was annoying at me because I got my piano and put that above your room and played piano.
The neighbours also complained about the piano.
They didn't complain. They said it was a lot.
That's a nice way of complaining.
That's not, and they didn't complain. I agreed hours in which I'll play it and I've agreed to these hours. All right. And they said it was actually very nice compared to the drilling outside. And I said, you're right, it's because I'm an excellent player. I didn't say that, I thought that internally.
I just think you're both really loud, but admittedly,
no, because you have your evenings.
No, I'm probably also streaming, aren't I?
I know, and then you get to sit in your quiet room, watch telly. I hear, chat, what should we do today? It's horrible.
You asked a streamer to move in with you.
I never want that ever again. I hate streamers.
I'm here, guys. I am here.
I'm never having a streamer live with me. If anyone says they're going to stream in my house, I'm going to sort them out, mate. I hate it. I hate it. I hate knowing that there's thousands of people beneath me.
So if you are going to subscribe to Patreon, just have no, like, do not want to be a streamer because he won't let you live with us anymore.
No, that's the only rule with the Live With Tommy in It fan competition. You have to be normal. Right, anyway, Jack, who could you imagine living with more, me or Harry?
We've already spoken about living.
I would live with him over you.
Why?
I pray every night that Jack and Ellie break up so I could move. I started going to church.
He can't live with us because we tried that, but he kept asking to join in.
Yeah. And then you'd only let me just watch.
Oh, lad. Guys.
No.
Do you let anyone watch?
No.
No.
What?
I do hand stuff with just you.
You, this is the second episode on the trot. I think maybe actually the third that you brought this up. This is the third episode in a row that you brought this up.
Then bought what?
That you want to give me a hand job.
I don't want to. Just if there was no one else left, we'd have
he
to do hand
stuff.
He's
doing this bit where he's like, if it was only us two left on the world, what's the first thing you would do? And I go, I don't know.
Hand stuff.
He reckons if the instant we figure out no one's left, he wants to just give me a hand job.
Obviously, I want one back.
I don't know if I want to give you one.
Obviously, it's not one for...
You're going to be really disappointed when I receive my hand job and then go, right, that's me. Probably I'll roll over and go to sleep.
See, this is why it's not going to last.
What about mouse
anyway,
stuff?
No, not yet. I would rather live with Harry. One, because he doesn't keep asking to give me hand jobs. And secondly...
Yeah, he would. He would as well. He always does.
And secondly...
No, I wouldn't.
Yeah, you would, you big
fella. Secondly, look, you both have, like, both of you have, like, your issues when it comes to being roommates. You don't always clean up the best.
Yeah.
Like, that one time, I let you live in my house for 2 months, I got back, and there were shit stains on the bottom of the toilet seat. I don't even know how that works. I don't even understand how that's possible.
That was the thing, when I was cleaning up the skid marks, I didn't even think to check...
You don't clean your skids, neither?
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
He did clean all the skids that weren't on the bottom of the toilet seat, to be fair to him, and he has got a good point of why would you even think to check there.
Yeah,
but I lifted the seat and saw them, and also you left an empty condom wrapper in my bedroom.
Oh, Harry,
it was the wrapper that the condom,
which implies that you've shagged in my bed.
You gave me permission.
And that's true. No, that is true. I said, look, if it happens, it happens. But I also hoped that, like, there wouldn't be evidence of it. I'd like to believe that you didn't.
No, what you said, I said...
Oh, you've shagged in my basement.
He slept in my bed where I sleep. Now.
What?
Harry shagged in your bed.
Where I sleep, actively.
Yeah, but I'm using your old bed. You've shagged in my bed, technically.
No. Tommy Innit as a brand does not shag. Tommy Innit is pure.
Also, I just want to add, when I said, would you be angry if I had sex while staying at yours? You turned around to me and went, yeah, because I thought about it, and if I was staying at yours, you'd let me have sex. So,
And that's true. I think you would. But at the same time, I would make sure there wasn't evidence of it left.
I didn't realise you were checking the crooks and crevices.
That is weird that you were looking for it.
It was sat on top of my laundry hamper. It wasn't even hidden.
That is weird you were checking, Jack.
I wasn't looking for it.
I bet you were sniffing the sheets as well.
They were clean.
Oh, yeah, clean the sheets. I did.
Stained, but clean.
But, I think although Harry has his issues, you have a lot of hypocrisy. And
what?
I would find that deeply irritating.
Like when?
Like when you tell him to be quiet and then are really loud yourself.
I'm not really loud.
You're incredibly loud.
How?
When your you play TV. The piano or watch the TV at 60.
And you've learned a lot about Bruce.
Oh, I hate that. That's my issue I have at that house.
What?
I everything is Bruce Springsteen or Bob Dylan.
Not Bob. I'm not so into Bob these days.
There is loads of Bruce Springsteen in your house.
The music is constantly on.
Yeah, but when you write all the best songs in the world, obviously I'm going to play it.
He's not that good, though.
What do you mean he's not that good?
He's all right.
He's not all right. He's obviously the best.
He's not Skepta.
Isn't it? He's not Skepta.
Oh, shut up, mate. Shut up. No.
When Bruce Springsteen is beefing with Joyner Lucas, then I'll consider calling
him
also,
the GOAT.
Laughed at your joke, right? And that's because you're shit and Bruce is amazing. Oh, no.
That was horrible.
No.
Why have
no,
you
sorry.
That?
I thought I would come
what? Why would you do
this
that?
This is another
to
reason
me?
I want to. You're mean.
I'm not mean.
No, you're
mean.
You're horrible. No. You're a bully. That's what you are. You're a bully.
But Harry's willing to accept he's not the cleanest, and you know what? He tries. You, whenever I confront you about like issues, you go, "No, I don't," and I couldn't deal with it.
That's not true.
I couldn't deal with having to prove to you all the time that you were doing the things before then you dealt with them.
You are very accepting, and I'm
like,
not really.
Harry would be, although like ideally, neither of you. I would much if I had to pick one of the three, it'd be Aaron.
But we lived together on a bus, and it was fine. I was very good to live with on tour.
Yeah, but you had your own room that you spent most of your time in.
True.
That made things a lot easier.
I am a really good roommate.
Anyway, should we move on?
All right, Harry, let's talk about a little bit about something else.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Yeah.
Oh, did you know me and Jack, prior to being friends of us, with us, and what did you think of us?
What?
Why? Trying to ask if you watched our stuff before you were our friends.
You said, did you know, like it was about to be a fact. You went, did you know, me and Jack?
It was a fact for you.
Yeah, obviously. I watched you guys because you guys, I couldn't escape you guys.
Come on, Jack. And you still can't because it's still V-I-R-A-L. I'm a...
Viral.
I watched more of you than Jack.
Oh, right. Cheers. What was that?
But that's because, well, I watched Tom. I think it was before Dream SMP when you were doing daily uploads.
So really, I am living with a fan.
Yeah. Really, you've slept with a fan, if you think about it. Me.
When have we slept together?
Do you not remember? Cut that bit. That wasn't even funny.
Okay, keep that in, please.
No. Every time I bomb, cut it.
Okay, so
hang on, wait. I want to get to the bottom of this. Why are you not watching my stuff?
Well, you, I once the Dream SMP started, I didn't really, I watched Tom kind of before.
Oh, I wasn't really doing nothing prior to that, to be fair.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, I watched your daily uploads.
Really?
Yeah.
Especially when, prior to the Dream SMP as well. That's like,
wow, thank you.
When you were first kind of banging.
Like, wow.
And then, yeah, I think me and Max used to watch them together.
Mm. And Johnny in it.
Johnny in it. Yeah, you know Johnny's old.
Yeah,
name.
Johnny in it. Fucking it. All right. Question for you then. Was it good?
What? Your old video?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I was watching them.
Thank you.
Oh, that's nice.
Who made
Because I'll be honest, I've watched some shit over the years. Like, I watched Fred, bro. Like, I watched Annoying Orange. Like, you can say it. You know what I mean?
No, because I was like 16 still.
Oh, so you like had a brain?
Yeah.
Who made better stuff
out of me and Tom?
Before I knew you.
Yeah, that's the problem. If it,
what do you think of us reputation? Because you must have known Jack from Twitter as well during Dream SMP. What do you think of us reputation? Yeah. No, Paninas. Yeah,
I was like the Prezzo of our day.
I think if I went
who
back...
Who were we to you?
I don't know. My YouTube recommended, I guess. That's I wasn't really, really big into you. I'd watch the daily upload because I'd get home from school and you would have uploaded. So I'd like watch it before bed. But you guys were like unescapable during lockdown.
So everyone always tells me. Like, no, everyone seemed quite reluctant about it, to be honest.
Still are. So
Ellie said that to me once. She's like, oh yeah, I heard of you guys because it was like you couldn't not.
Yeah.
And everyone sounds a bit pissed off about that. They're like, yeah, I was sick of seeing you guys.
I was sick of seeing you at one point because you were just everywhere. And it was, no, not anymore, but that's okay. That's all right. But yeah, no.
Was it troughs and valleys?
Yeah.
Big troughs and valleys, they're the same thing. You just actually went, it's all shit.
No, what is it? Peaks and troughs. It's all right. Bit of a trough right now, but there'll be a peak. Again, come on, anytime, please.
A few years, please. A few year trough. But yeah, no, I think I saw a lot of you. I always thought you were quite funny.
Oh.
And then I saw, did you get a whopper? And I went, fucking sick of this fella.
That was awful. I hated that. I hated me.
Yeah.
I actually looked in the mirror and like punched it when that meme was going around. I actually hated seeing my own face.
It was.
It actually made me so pissed off. I hated it.
That was your community pissed me off a fair bit. With the did you get a whopper and the can't stop the Jack Manifold grind.
Yeah, they've always been quite like...
They still do Jack Manifold grind.
Oh my God, yeah, my YouTube comments are still filled with it.
Let it go, guys. It's been years.
I don't hate it. I don't hate it in the comments. I don't mind when it's isolated to my community, but when it goes elsewhere, I feel sorry for people.
Yeah.
What about my community?
They were all right. Yours was so vast. That was the thing. Where it was... Yeah. Because obviously,
you're
no offense,
niche,
you
mate.
Weren't... Like peak Tommy Innit and peak Jack Manifold are different
levels. It's different. No.
So your community, I could go, oh, okay.
Peak Jack Manifold hasn't happened yet.
Yeah, oh God, it's actually, you're actually, we're actually on the come up, bro. We're on the come up.
Bro. It's actually happened.
So,
no, super cool, guys.
But no, your peak hasn't happened yet. When
yeah,
you get
that's
your.
What?
No,
what
he said it's
say?
Coming. He said
right,
it's coming.
That's what I said. Yeah.
All right, cheers.
Yeah, your audience was just really vast. It was like, there was like people in my school who loved you. When I met you for the first time, I got motion in school, bro.
Really?
But yeah.
How so?
It was just like people saw it because everyone knew your face because you were on the Sidemen podcast and everything.
Yeah.
And I had people coming up to me going, you know Tommy Innit? And I'm like, yes, I do, bro. We're best mates.
This is when we had one pint together.
We're actually boys. We had one pint. You were really anxious the whole time, checking out of recording.
No.
He was in school, mate, so I don't know why you're doing
that.
No,
I was anxious, but like, it's because I was just being very open with... Sometimes I meet someone new and I go, I trust them, and I'll tell them just anything and everything. I've met fans and they've just asked me stuff and I've just been like, oh, screw.
You are like shockingly open.
I'm incredibly
people.
Open with everyone. Like,
yeah.
I once have told people stuff I would not say on the internet because I'm just like, oh, I trust them. I trust everyone very easily. It's really backfired on me these past few years. But I was just a bit worried. But my mum told me this story about Average Christmas that made her laugh very much. And actually, apparently you didn't like me, which my audience aren't aware of.
Yeah.
Which I'd love for you to retell because Jack doesn't know this story.
I don't think I fully know.
And my mum genuinely called... Yeah, you tell the story first. I'll tell you my mum's reaction.
I think I did when I was 15 and 16.
Mm.
And I'm planning to bring him back this year, hopefully. I ran a project called Average Christmas, where there's a cancer hospital near me called the Royal Marsden. And I think in the children's ward, it has 62 beds for kids with cancer. And I went and bought 62 Lego sets and donated it all, made a whole video out of it.
Big sets or little ones?
They were like the 30 quid ones.
Yeah, not like the plastic packets. That'd be just, can you imagine?
Fuming. I was actually fuming. They didn't let me build it with them. I went and dropped it off and turned it into video. And I was like, I want it to be kind of a chain reaction thing where you post yourself doing something good with Average Christmas, like nominate more people to do it.
Sure.
And the big thing was hashtag Average Christmas.
Sure.
The day of it finally happens. I announce it. And I'm like, the best way for this to kind of become a big thing is if it hits the Twitter trending tab. Check the Twitter trending tab. All five trending terms were about Tommy Innitt getting his braces off. And that is when you became my arch nemesis, dude.
Really?
Yeah.
Because you told my mum that story and apparently she started crying laughing and calling you a loser.
She called me pathetic.
My mum was like, all my son had to do is get his braces off, and you gave her a shout. She thought you were the biggest loser. Whenever I bring it up with my mum, she starts crying laughing again because of how, like, it's so horrid.
Yeah, I was...
Really? So was I a little nemesis for a while?
Not a nemesis, but it was a bit of a joke.
Yeah.
It was like, you know, I spent months, I cleared my whole bank account doing this.
God, I'm sorry.
Yeah, and then you got your braces off, and all five was different variations of Tommy Innitt got his braces off.
If it makes you feel better, one time Trump had the same issue with Quackity. So, you know, it's happened before, man. I get it.
Yeah.
Sorry. And how are we? This is an interesting question I thought of. It's a very good question. How are we expectations versus reality as best pals? Like, what did you imagine we'd be like? And then how are we really? Are we more thoughtful? Are we more erratic? Are we more... These are just some adjectives.
He loves if you tell him about himself. It's quite fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, so do you.
Yeah, but I don't have it in me to ask these questions where you write them into the episode.
you write in, what do you think of me, Harry?
I do, yeah.
I don't mind hearing it now you've written it.
Oh, well, great. You know what I'll do then? Next time is I'll just not write great questions and we'll just have shit episodes and we'll have zero fans. You have it your way then, idiots.
Feels like when my parents argue.
No, they don't anyway.
My parents don't argue.
I can't.
I don't think they do, actually.
I hope not.
I think they're in love.
Sorry, mate. That must be hard to hear.
Yeah, sorry, Tom.
Yeah, thanks, guys. So how are we expectations versus reality as best pals? Good question. Not self-indulgent.
Yeah, I don't know. I think a lot of us on the internet is just us doing banter. We've had plenty of deep chats.
No, I more mean you... Sorry, when you were when you knew us...
What you were about to say,
when you were imagining being friends with us, which
I
you
never
were,
imagined being friends with you.
You just said you used it for motion in school.
No, I said I got motion because I posted a picture and people went, you knew Tommy Innitt.
When you were imagining deeply being our friend, how are we in reality to what you would have thought we were like when you began meeting us? I thought these guys are all right. And then now you know us deeply because you had a preconceived idea of
this is a crazy question, right?
How is this crazy?
When you imagine being my friend.
If someone was like to me...
When you were a poor boy in school, going, I wish I could be friends
no,
with...
No, this is not crazy.
Cool, Tommy Innitt.
If Schlatt had asked me, how am I then compared to...
But you were imagining being friends with Schlatt, though.
I imagine being friends with everyone.
Yeah, but I think that's a unique experience. I think
everyone imagines being friends with everyone.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
No, you imagine being friends with...
I literally had a dream this morning that Bo Burnham FaceTimed me. But then I woke up and it was a dream. But and one day he will, and he'll ask me, how am I in person? I go, well...
No, I'll just hear your texts again.
No, don't even... We're going to... You said down the road.
I heard Bo Burnham and Sam Fender are working together to ignore you. They have a group
Every time you text them, they screenshot it and send it to their group chat and go, look at this div messaging us again.
That's not funny or nice, what you just said. How are we? So when you was imagining being our friend...
Yeah. I imagined...
Which obviously you were.
I'll make up an answer for this one. I imagined... I did not imagine being friends.
You literally watched my videos and then you became a best mate. How am I different to what you would have imagined?
I don't know.
You know me much
you're
deeper.
A bit more miserable in real life.
Great. Well, that was well.
You are. You've got depression.
That's true.
Yeah. And Jack's what I imagined.
Oh, cheers. Yeah.
Great. Well, I'm never asking that question again.
That's probably a good learning curve.
You're our shittest guest, mate. And Jacksepticeye beat up Tory, so that's how shit you are. Jack, it's your go. It's your go.
We wanted to know what our best and worst traits were as friends.
Oh, you're a dickhead asking about us. See, it's not nice, is it? Sorry, I'll collect myself.
Do you want to have a breather?
Go ahead.
Right.
Best traits. God, let's start with Tom.
Don't think too hard, mate. He's still thinking.
We'll start with Jack. So, really kind.
Oh, thank you.
You've done a lot for me.
Oh, you're
really, really generous. Really funny. Hilarious.
Thank you. That's really kind.
One time my card got declined by Jaeger bombs.
I got them for you.
And you went and bought the Jaeger bombs for me.
It's true. I did.
Yeah. And your worst trait, nothing. I think you're perfect.
Oh, thanks, man. That's actually really sweet, man. I actually think the same about you.
Your political stances, maybe.
Oh, no. World's gone soft. That's what it is.
And Tom... got a nice smile.
Oh yeah, no, because of the braces. Because of the braces.
Because you got your braces off, you've got a lovely smile now.
Yeah.
No, you too have done so much for me, and you're genuinely very kind, and a great friend. You're my go-to person to talk to. You're very wise because you've been through everything I'm kind of going through right now when you were about 16, which is, I would argue, the worst time to go through it. And your worst trait is I'm now having to live at a homeless shelter. So that's probably up there.
That's probably, yeah, that'd probably be it. That was lovely.
Yeah.
That was lovely. Just so you know, I'm not putting you in more videos because you've said all that, but okay. I do appreciate
it. Well, we've got one this week.
We've got one next week as well. But we do have some questions about your sort of career, because I'm very intrigued by it. Because the thing is, as much as like, you always make the joke that like, oh, I'm Tommy Hinch's friend, I'm Jack Manifold's friend.
Yeah.
But you've been doing this shit way longer than you've known us, but probably, possibly way longer than we've been doing it even. Like, you've been in this game for a very, very long time. When did you actually start?
My first video, when I decided I wanted to be a YouTuber, I was 10.
What made you decide you want to be?
Love attention. I love attention. And I just loved YouTube growing up. I never watched telly. The only telly I would watch was on my PS.
No, but you love sitcoms and that.
Yeah, I'd watch that.
That's telly.
No, but I wouldn't watch it on the telly. I'd watch like, and I wasn't big into it. I would mainly watch, I'd watch Jacksepticeye Daily Upload, PewDiePie Daily Upload.
I'm feeling a bit less special now.
Oh yeah, but this is they don't even daily upload.
God Christ, yeah, that is a long
time. I'd watch a lot of Smosh, a lot of Rhett and Link, which is why VidCon is like crazy, because they're all there.
Yeah.
And then I'd watch Russell Howard Good News.
Oh, and banging show though. If you were going to pick one, it is a good choice.
I don't even know that.
That was a great show.
Incredible. And I'd watch Ellen Clips.
Ellen Clips was so good. Ellen and she Clips. Had Damn Daniel on.
She had Damn Daniel on. She had.
And she was so nice too. It's why it was so heartbreaking when she wasn't nice.
She used to give away so many things. I used to dream of being friends with Ellen.
In it. What do you imagine she's like?
Expectations versus reality.
Expectations, really kind. Reality, she hits me probably.
No, don't be sad on Ellen.
Isn't she evil?
Long terms to get her on.
We're not getting Ellen on here, bro.
Let's hear her out.
Bro, Ellen, like, I actually get scared. Have you seen pictures of her these days? Like, something about her looks like scary. Like,
don't
I think
be sad on Ellen.
I think whatever deal she made with the devil to get that show is like finally kicked in. Like, because it just looks.
Well, she's living in England now. You could get her on.
No, don't tell me that.
Get Ellen on.
No, don't tell me I could run into her.
Yeah, she lived. Once Trump won the election, she moved to England.
Go, Ellen.
Oh, God.
Was you really. You don't seem mean to me, Ellen. And your Dory.
Am I Ellen? You looked at me.
I was role playing. Yeah, I was role playing.
She'd be sat in that.
Look under your chair. You want a car?
No, I didn't. I have a strong sense of imagination.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You've never really, this is your question, but I think I'm asking it now. You've never really like stopped doing content. You've been doing it so long from what we know. What's kept you motivated for so long when you weren't really, you know, making money or anything from it? That's what you have when you weren't making money.
Yeah.
Most people do it for the cash.
Sorry,
but I'll be honest, like most people do it for the money. And when you've been doing it since you were 10 and you're only like now starting to see like income from it, it's a long time to just do it for like love of the game. And I'm curious what kept you in it.
Yeah. So the timeline of it was I'm sitting in year 8 maths class. This kid next to me called James, who I'm still friends with, and he was telling me how he just got affiliate and he was wanting to be a pro Fortnite streamer.
On Twitch?
Yeah, affiliate on Twitch. And everyone, oh my God, that's so cool, you're being a Twitch streamer. And I went, yeah, I could do that. He went, after 3 months, I got affiliate. So I went, I started streaming. And I've always been a Twitter guy. I've had many Twitter accounts.
Really?
And I've been in plenty of different communities. So when I'm going to start streaming, and I used to stream off the PS4 directly from it with the PS4 webcam in the corner.
Wow.
Because I had that from PlayStation VR, and I used to do Minecraft streams. But I'll do basically just chatting, but I couldn't make my webcam any bigger. So I'd have to have Minecraft in there.
Yeah.
There's got to be retention hacks before they're even popular, mate.
Yeah, and I did that because I just wanted to get affiliate to prove I could do it quicker than the person next to me, James. And I got I got it in 2 weeks.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, okay, yeah, I'm locked in on this. We'd do it. And then I got a PC for my birthday. And this was really weird. This is when I was about 14, this happened. I got a lot of gifted subs. I think I made like £600 in 1 month. A lot of them were pedophiles.
I was about to say, yeah, were they trying to groom you? It sounds like they were trying to groom you.
I had this one guy and he gifted me a lot of subs, like loads. And then someone in my community messaged me and he's from Florida, where all of the criminal records are public. And he got done, he's on the child sex offender registry twice.
Twice?
He was on it twice.
That's awful.
For owning like crazy shit on his hard drive. And it was horrible. It was really horrible. And I was like, what the fuck? Yeah, no, that was crazy.
Yeah.
So it was like,
don't feel too sorry for you because you weren't groomed and you did get a lot of money. So
yeah.
Yeah, you got the best end of the stick, but yeah, it could have been bad. So fucking hell.
But from like 14 to 15, I was making like £200 a month. And once I like kind of really hit puberty, like 16, they stopped giving me money.
I was about to say, did they stop?
So like,
that's mad.
That's fucked. You're like the Macaulay Culkin of like fucking Twitch.
But then I...
oh my God.
So actually, when we asked what kept you motivated about not making money, just were always earning. I didn't realise.
And then, so I kind of had that. And then I realised, this when I was streaming I basically had streamed every night for about 4 years straight at this point.
So were you spending a lot of money when you were like 14, just on shite?
Lockdown hit and I realized, I went, oh my God, I have a good amount of money, but it's lockdown. What do I spend it all on? That's when I got fat. That's when I discovered Uber Eats and I would order a lot of food. That's when I got pretty chunky.
What a thing to spend money on, though, food. It's a glorious thing.
Food is good.
It could have been worse.
Thing.
It
could have been. I thought I'd do some reframing. You know what I mean? I thought you could say like CSGO knives.
No, I never.
No, those have a lot of value. You can resell them.
Yeah.
It's an investment, that.
I got a lot of food, but the other thing I spent it on is there's a designer brand called OVO.
Oh, no.
Which is ran by Drake.
Mm.
And I have a fair few OVO shirts.
I swear Drake was donating to you.
Bruv. Half a charity is not like us, bro. I didn't know.
Sorry, it was one of your sub-gifters.
Yeah, you stopped when I was 15.
Yeah, average Harry is in Diddenbludden.
So, yeah, it was... bought a lot of OVO, and then obviously I got laughed at, which was the big viral clip.
Yeah, well-ish.
Ish?
Well, you did get laughed at. You lied about getting laughed at.
Yeah.
The big clip that blew Harry up years ago is a complete sham. That's what I learned.
Yeah, so I was on holiday in Greece, IRL streaming off my phone, and these two drunk women come out the lift and go... look at that kid. You hear them laugh and say, look at that kid. And then someone in my chat, I'm still friends with him to this day, called Mitchell, went, oh my God, they were laughing at you. So I went, oh, okay, I'm going to pretend like they were laughing at me. Little clip farm. And I put my head in my hands and go, they just laughed at me. They just looked at me and laughed. And then thought nothing of it until it got posted on the Reddit page, Livestream Fails. And it was top of live stream fails. And during lockdown, that was a really big thing.
Oh, God, live stream fails would, like, make people. Like,
yeah.
It was a big thing.
So I had about 15 viewers during that stream. I went live the next day, I had 600.
Wow.
And I went, oh, my God, my life's a lie. Because they weren't laughing at me. They were looking at a picture on
their
phone.
Did you feel guilty? Like,
no. I ended up feeling guilty because people started, like, donating to me. Mm. It was like a tenner.
Like, sorry, kid.
It was like a 10 and they're like, I'm so sorry what happened. And I went, oh, fuck. I'm like really deep in a lie here.
I've had that before.
Really?
Yeah, when I moved into my first apartment in Brighton, I like fought for role play. I pretend it was not that nice because I streamed from not that nice of a room. And then everyone started gifting me subs. Like, we'll get you out of this place, Tommy. And I was like, oh, but it is actually...
It's lovely.
It's completely gorgeous. And then I went, oh my God, I'm lying for money. This is really bad.
Yeah.
But we were doing all that role play. That was all lying.
Yeah, that was all right.
So people were like, sorry, you got exiled, mate. It's 10 quid. Like, so I reckon
fuck it. You're right.
You reframe it like that, you know?
Yeah. And then kind of that all
started. Did you have a load of Polish viewers?
Oh, yeah. That happened next.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I got the clip made its way around the world. It started in Poland. The biggest meme page in Poland posted me getting laughed at.
Right.
And then because I was like, I had no idea this happened. So I go live the next day, expecting my chat to be all English, like it was the day before. Yeah. Everything was in Polish. And I
think you're having a stroke.
And I go, what is going on? And so I'm like streaming, couldn't understand a single word being said. There's one English chat message and it says, your bio says you're bisexual. What does that mean? And I go, oh, it means I like guys and girls. And the chat really slows down until there's another English message where it goes, in Poland, 2/3 of us want to beat up and kill gay people. And I go, what? I just kind of was like, oh yeah, sorry guys. But it was really, I didn't know what
That's
to say.
That's rough. How old are you at this point?
I think I was 15.
Yeah, fuck it out.
15, 16.
Yeah, being like 15, everyone being like, we want to beat you up, little gay boy. So that is like rough.
Oh my God.
That was really crazy. And then, it hit Chile. When it hit South America, that was crazy. That was, it got posted by two of the biggest Chilean meme pages. But it happened while I was live. I was just streaming Red Dead. Then my chat slowly just got started getting filled with Spanish first-time chatters.
What?
Or it was like, it might have been Portuguese. I don't know what they're speaking.
I think Chile's Spanish, but yeah. I forget.
And it was, but they are, the South American community are like the kindest people ever. And also the easiest to entertain. I didn't understand them. They didn't understand me. I was playing Red Dead and maybe once every 2 minutes, I'd switch to full face cam and go, Viva Chile! And they'd go, Viva! And I was like, yes, man. And then I was like, teach me some facts about Chile. And they were like, we don't like Argentina. So I was like, I would draw the Argentinian flag in MS Paint and like put an X over it. And they'd all go, yes, Viva Chile!
You get involved in international conflict. Yeah.
Would you get subs from that?
Yeah, yeah.
So you, you pander.
Until I then apply for partner.
Oh,
apply for partner. And this is when you became my rival again.
Oh, true.
I apply for partner. It takes them 4 months to get back to me. And they go, yeah, we'll give you partner. Just send us your ID. And I went, yeah, sure. Here's a photo of my passport. And I was instantly banned because I made my account before I was 13. I made my account when I was 12, even though I was 16 when this happened. And I was like, but I was the first person. That's how me and Max met. The same thing happened to Max.
Oh, my God. But
I was kind of the first person this really happened
to. So did you lose all your Chilean audience?
Lost basically everything.
Oh, how many followers do you have at this point?
I was about the same level where I am now.
Wow.
I had about 90K.
Fucking hell.
Yeah. But to be fair, a lot of them were like, just followed from that clip. Downloaded Twitch just to show
sure.
me
Sure, yeah.
So kind of lost everything. But it was quite big. There's still news articles to this day. I went on TV in Alabama, which was interesting. I don't know why they interviewed me. And I was gutted. And then it hit LSF, and you were the biggest streamer at the time. And everyone went, Tom made his account when he was 12.
And he didn't ban me. Because I remember that was a controversy. I got a message from my Twitch rep, but it was when I was just like a bit overwhelmed, so I didn't check it. And he was like, and he linked me this post, like 40K upvotes. And I was like, it's not my fault.
Yeah, well, all they did was kind of delete your
old VODs.
All your old VODs from
But because I was the biggest account, they didn't ban me.
Yeah, because the reason why is if you get caught having someone under 13 on the platform, the fine is about 25 grand. And you were bringing in 25 grand at least for Twitch.
Yeah.
So it's like that.
They'd just pay it, yeah.
Yeah, they'd pay it because
I was making them more.
You was making them more. But I was. That's when you became my other rival.
Yeah, that must have sucked, man.
That was miserable. And then I
It's mad that you're only just hitting that same count now. I didn't realise how big it had gotten.
Yeah. But also, I was a bit miserable beforehand. Because it was about a year of the clip blowing up.
Mm.
And I'd still get people come in. The only reason why they were watching me
it just
they felt
you,
bad
didn't it,
for me.
Some clips.
I was just defined by that one clip.
Like, because I had that a bit with Jumping the Cadillac, where like, it's one of the reasons probably why I stopped streaming is like, because my audience knew me so much from Minecraft and that. I feel like on Twitch, it's a lot harder to transition what you're doing. Because like, on YouTube, you just say, this is what I'm doing, and they watch it. Whereas on Twitch, they actually have an influence on the riffing.
Yeah.
So like, you'd have it with Did You Ever. I, for me, like my chat would still not feel like I was.
Yeah, I think the other thing is, you know, when like the Twitch thing is, like we felt it from the Dream SP, like, you know, when your follower count gets like massively inflated by people that were there for one thing and then they never show up again. So you're like in my case now, I've got like 1.8 million on the platform, but like, no, I don't. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I do. Yeah. Like,
but it's not 1.8 million people.
It's not like 1.8 million people that are really engaged with what I do. It's like, there's probably like a few hundred thousand that are. And then all the rest are like sort of like, they probably don't even fucking open Twitch anymore, honestly.
Probably
bear in mind
they
the audience we pulled in.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, the storage. Audience, this is the one thing about the Dream SMP that I always found really interesting. It pulled in an audience to Twitch that like ordinarily hadn't been using Twitch.
Mm. Yeah.
So I think a lot of them now, that sort of gone.
Yeah.
Left.
Yeah.
So there's like, I reckon on a percentage basis, the amount of our followers that like are in active accounts is probably insane.
It's mad because when I would, like, if I'm ever going to do a big stream, I've like posted TikTok for it before because it reaches our old audience. Like, because I was.
Oh, that's clever.
This is a couple years ago, but I was getting like 1,000 viewers.
Mm.
Well, like, no, 4,000 or 5,000 viewers a stream.
Mm.
And then when it was that Dream SMP last stream, I did a TikTok and I had 50,000. Because it literally
to be
hit
fair,
all of
I
them.
Didn't even do a, when I did my last Dream SMP stream, I didn't even announce it anywhere. Just
if you
went
do,
live
you just,
with
they're all,
it like
yeah.
30K. It was insane. It's like, you know, yeah, I would say they all
the people
the
make
installed.
TikToks. Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
No, they didn't. But then the second they saw Dream SMP, the thing, they went, what? Like,
yeah,
fucking
yeah.
Lurched up.
Yeah, it's weird the kind of effect you guys had on Twitch as a whole.
Really?
Because it's the first time I've seen this whole group kind of blow up, but be their own complete circle. You guys didn't interact with the other biggest streamers on the website.
Yeah, really. Like, so Obi was the one who sort of bridged the gap the most.
Yeah, so your chats were just kind of horrible.
I loved my chat that was all just my. I loved it.
Really?
No one else. I loved that I had no BTTV and it was just people moving really quick. I loved that it was just like, it felt more like, but it's the closest I've ever had Twitch to feel like I'm performing on stage. Like, it was just like a massive general information. So pogs when they were happy, lols when they were laughing, annoyed faces when they were annoying. That was kind of it. It was so easy to, so much energy to riff off. I loved it.
I honestly, like, you know, now when I have like a stream that does like a bit better and the chat's really fast, I'm like, fucking hell, how do we used to do this?
Yeah. Cause you, there's no way you guys could read your chat.
It was literally
sometimes
like,
pick out individual messages though. Like when I had like 40K, I'm like, how was I doing?
Yeah,
I don't remember.
Like, yeah, I remember doing that.
It's like, I don't know how you pull it off.
It's when the thing we, which does it sometimes, if I have a really big stream, my chat's moving so fast. It's if someone has like either a really long or a really short username, which is a color which isn't used mainly.
Yeah.
Because the default Twitch color is red. So if you have a bunch of people who've never changed it, it's all red. Then if you have someone who's like yellow with a short username and a cool badge, your brain goes to that.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Right, Harry, we have a lot more we want to ask you and a lot
really
we want to ask you a bit more introspectively about your career. But we've got a little segment we've planned just for you I'd like to do today.
Ooh.
Now, we want to know a couple of things, right? I'm going to open with this. Just about... What the fuck did you just do?
Just to up viewer attention.
You just rang.
They get bored of you talking, so I did a little emote.
Literally, the whole thing is that we don't do...
That's a sick emote, to be fair.
You're right.
I just want to ask you this quickly. If you had to... And you have to answer. If you had to save one of us, who would you choose? If you had to.
No, this is horrible.
You can only pick one, though.
Save from what?
Death.
Obviously. But is it like the trolley problem? Where I get, you're both tied down.
No.
No, because the implication there is one of us is already, like it's literally like both of us are going to die unless you intervene, but you can only pick one.
You have 5 seconds and then you've
got to pick one.
And you only have 5 seconds. You ready? 5, 4.
Jack.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
I knew it, man.
What?
I didn't make him homeless. And also
I didn't make him homeless. He's moving into a gorgeous apartment with Erin.
Yeah, all right. But also I put him in more videos.
I think I've had him in more videos.
No.
I don't, not anymore.
No way. You should see the Jack channel, man.
All right, well, now we're going to do our next segment, Who Knows Harry Best?
I'm also going to win.
You think?
I reckon so.
Okay, are these the questions?
Yeah, all right.
I can't believe you've picked Jack.
Really?
Yeah.
This is such a hard...
I really was betting that you picked me. I hate when I lose anything.
I knew it wasn't going to happen. Me and Harry have a bond that goes...
Me and Harry have a bond that...
Not the same way.
We do. We have a deep bond.
No.
We have a power dynamic. Like 50 Shades of Grey.
Just, look, you have prepared some... We half prepared them and then you added new ones.
What's my favourite colour? On the count of three. 3, 2, 1...
Orange.
Red.
Yellow.
I never mentioned this.
Yellow.
Oh, right. Shit, like Big Bird. Yeah.
That's one to me. I guessed it. I guessed it late.
No.
All right, let's keep going. Keep going.
Yellow,
we don't
like Big Bird.
What's my favourite film? 3, 2, 1.
Aftersun.
Tom. It's one for Tom. What stresses me out most? 3, 2, 1.
Making people laugh.
That stresses me out.
If you're not making people laugh, you get stressed.
No, the internet.
Oh, I think,
that's true.
Oh, it could be Tom, though. He does stress you out.
Where?
He gets you out of the curb.
You stress me out sometimes.
Why, when?
Like when you kick him out.
I don't want to do this on the podcast.
I can be a stressful presence.
Exactly.
Even I can.
Where am I happiest? 3, 2, 1.
Streaming.
The pub.
It's the pub. It was 1-1. Who do I love most? 3, 2, 1.
Mum.
Mum.
Yeah. It's my parents. So my mum. What's my favourite animal? Oh, I need to think about this.
Big Bird.
Big Bird, yeah.
I need to think about... Yeah. All yeah, right. What's my favourite animal? 3, 2, 1.
Monkey.
Dog.
Monkey.
Oh.
Boxers or briefs?
Why is that one always in there?
Mirren, you're a pervert.
Mirren wrote that question. Yeah, I don't know.
Boxers or briefs?
Boxers. I've seen you in your boxers.
Yeah. What celebrity, dead or alive, would I invite for dinner?
Paul Mescal.
No. I don't think so.
Big Bird. Jim Henson.
It would be Jim Henson.
I got it first. Yeah. Right.
You did two.
You're allowed to do a couple guesses if you guess it right.
It would be Jim Henson, though. He's right.
How many children do I want?
Two.
One.
None.
No. I thought it was either one or none.
What's my favourite sport? Trying not to laugh.
Hot dog eating contest.
Probably football.
Esports.
Fucking esports, you gimp.
What am I best at doing?
Being funny.
Making people laugh.
Yeah.
Wanking.
Yeah, wanking. What am I terrible at doing?
Being not serious. Wanking.
Yeah, being serious, I can be bad at doing.
No, it can be serious.
You said bad at wanking.
Bad at not wanking. It's right. Always wanking.
I win.
What's my favourite video game? If any of you get this, I'll blow you.
I don't think I know this one.
Is it Balatro?
No.
It's definitely not Balatro.
That's one of my favourite right now. My all-time favourite. It's niche.
Is it like a driving game?
No.
I don't know.
It's a game based on a film.
Cars Race-A-Rama?
Close.
Really? Is it another one of the Cars games? Cars 2 for the Wii?
It's Pixar.
Oh, the Toy Story 3.
Yeah, Toy Story 3.
It's a good game, actually. Toy Story 3 is banging.
Toy Story 3 on the PS3. Unreal.
It was good, that.
Who's my favourite artist?
Bob Mortimer? Or you just mean a music artist?
Music. Bob Mortimer?
Bob Mortimer.
He's a comedian. He's an artist. Probably some fucking loud musician.
As opposed to the quiet ones.
That was good. Fred again? I don't know.
Yeah, 4 AM crew.
Ah.
What colour are my eyes?
Blue.
Oh, they're either blue or green. Shit, they might be green though. I'm going to go for green just to be different.
They're blue.
Fuck.
They're beautiful blue eyes.
What's my choice of meal deal?
Any of the triples?
Yeah.
No,
I get the chicken and bacon sandwich, a pack of little chicken satay dippers, and a Monster.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, the energy drink's important.
What is the most drunk I've ever been?
Oh, either the Henny Monster. That could be a contender.
Is it Eleanor's New Year's?
No, I think that was me.
That was Jack.
Was that me. When you started going?
Yeah, that was when Jack went.
I just kept making noises. I just got bored and kept going. Aah.
Probably like a rave when you were younger.
It was on stream. This happened.
A Fireball Friday.
No.
I don't know.
Mm.
The most drunk you've ever been was on stream.
I refused to watch the VOD back. Jack was so nervous he had to call in.
Oh my god, okay, that.
What was
it? He sort of let me cheat here. It was on Toby's Mile-a-thon. He tried to outdrink a German.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That was.
Yeah, that was.
It makes me feel like the most drunk I've ever been was on a podcast.
When's
that?
Oh
my god,
the group chat podcast. If you watch that back, it's the most drunk I've ever been. I've never watched it back. The next day, I had the worst anxiety. I was like, please, can you cut this? Please, can you cut this? But it got posted like the next day as well.
And
it was the worst. It was like, But apparently, if you watch it, it's not so bad. But I hated it.
Who is my best friend?
Michael.
Ooh.
Croydon.
Could be Michael Croydon.
Me and Jack.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
I got it. 1 point to me. Michael Corden, I think we counted.
Yeah, I stopped doing points.
Mirren's counting points.
What's my star sign?
Oh, you're born in May, which
late
is...
Late May. May 24th.
Is that Cancer?
Aries. Cancer. Don't know, mate.
Taurus?
Not stupid.
Capricorn? Virgo?
All right, let's skip this
Gemini.
One.
Fuck! I was about to say it's the Steve Lacy one.
No, you don't get that.
It's the fucking Steve Lacy one.
What's my go-to karaoke song?
Oh, I've been with you.
I performed it at the Inn at Christmas.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it didn't feel good. It had an edge to it. Do you remember? It had an edge.
Is it a Skepta track?
No.
Oh, who is it though? It's Dave?
No, it's by a band.
Oh, Creep, Radiohead.
That's your karaoke.
What's my love language?
Laughter.
Is that one of them?
Wanking.
I don't know.
Rubbing talking
together in a room.
Yeah.
Laughter, communicating.
It's like doing shit, really.
Just doing shit, yeah.
Yeah, sorry I didn't get that.
Who's my favourite Muppet?
Oh, Big Bird.
Yeah.
Does that count?
Yeah. If I said, who's my favourite cast of the Muppets?
That would be Kermit.
That'd be
Is
Kermit.
That it? Are we done?
And did I vote leave or remain in the 2016 Brexit referendum?
Leave.
Definitely leave, mate.
Leave, yeah.
Thank God.
All right, who would?
Jack.
Oh! What? By how much?
Well, he got 10 points. And he got 6.
Ooh. 10 to 6.
Wow.
Yeah. I didn't know some basic ones, though. I think after someone came to me with time, but we haven't spoke about it so much. Also, I've not watched it.
You should do have a bond through alcohol that I can never have.
You think that's what it is? Yeah. The fact that we drink
You've
together.
Had a lot of nights drinking I just haven't been there for.
Yeah.
That's true.
That might be there.
That might be it. It might be drinking.
Well,
and that's why all the fans should drink. Right, well, before we go, we have loads more to talk with you about, Harry. A lot to do with sort of... a little bit more about your career, a little bit more introspective, a little bit more just about your thoughts and feelings, and about that sort of how that 2021 period was for you. But before we get there, Harry, we have a question we ask every guest right at the end. How's the Worm doing?
Oh.
You've met the Worm. You've been on a night out with it.
Yeah, I took Worm to the pub.
You did?
Is he in there?
Yeah, he always is in there.
They. What's the Worm's name?
There's several of them, and we don't name them anymore because they die. One of them died, so ever since then, we don't name them no more.
Yeah, it was horrible.
It was horrible. Oh, don't open it. That's not how we do
this.
Don't
open it. You're not allowed to open it. He's going to get all air in.
They like worms like air.
No, I swear they prefer being in a little box in the back of a podcast set for the rest of their life.
This might be animal. Oh, he's moving.
Oh, he's trying to escape. Harry, put the lid back on. He's trying to escape.
Harry, no. He likes air too much.
He seems to be going on a little run, if I had to guess.
Oh, nice.
Aww. Lovely.
It's a lovely moment. Well, thank you for that, Harry.
They're heavy worms, aren't they?
Yeah, we feed them well. Anyway.
Right.
Thank you very much.
That was really hard, wasn't it?
We have a $7 Patreon where you can learn more about Average
And
Harry.
Just by the way, that's not a lot, is it? $7.
You could buy 7 $1 trinkets.
Or you could, for a month, have 4 extra episodes of the podcast and a Jacktivity and some behind-the-scenes exclusives and learn more about our friend Average Harry, who, for the first time, is going to let the act drop. He's going to be normal. It's going to be normal. It's not going to be funny at all. There's going to be no laughs.
It's going to be miserable.
It's going to be really serious. We might get a bit sad. We might cry. No, but it will be funny. But we're also going to ask him some more serious questions. And I thought you'd like that.
This is where I plug my socials. Okay, who edits this? Owen.
Yeah.
Owen, put this part at the back of the normal one as well.
Owen, no.
Twitch.tv/AverageHarry_
If you want to join us over on our...
Patreon!
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.